Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Hey, Nick. It's Jennifer at Kitty City. How are you?
Good, Jennifer. How are you today?
I'm okay. Yeah. Oh, it's going all right. So I've talked to our finance lady, and we have two questions that you can answer for us, and then I think we'll be ready to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
First question, if we did not take the full amount up front, like you were saying, you know, if we took, say, 30 or 35 instead of 50, how would that affect the payments? And if we needed that balance or difference, how would we go about getting that?
Okay. Let me pull up your file here so I don't make any mistakes.
Okay.
So, okay, so the easiest way,
you know, can I put you on hold just one second?
Your finance person or anyone?
Can I put you on hold for just 1 second?
Yeah, of course.
1 second. Okay. Okay, sorry about that. I had a parent in the office here that was trying to get some information. Oh. Okay. Okay, so...
No,
okay, go ahead back to your thought there.
Sure. So, if you took... oh, geez, hold on a second. Okay. If you took, let's say, for example, 30,000.
Okay.
To get the total payback, you multiply it by that rate factor of 1.3.
Okay.
Okay, so on 30,000, that turns out to be 39,000.
Right.
Right? It's pretty straightforward there. And then you can take the 39,000 and divide that by the 8-month term. And that comes up with your monthly commitment of $48.75.
Okay.
And then we break up, for this program, we break up the micropayments into 21 business days. So you divide that by 21, and then the new payment on 30,000 is $232 and 14 cents. Okay.
Okay. Now, because my finance lady was asking me, she said, do you need the full 50 to get by right now, or can you take a smaller amount to reduce our costs? But then my question is, like, I guess my concern is, okay, if I take the full 50, in the first 2 months I'm paying back over 16,000 of it because it's such a short term and the turnaround on how they're pulling it back out. So that's where I was like, oh, well, we should probably take the full thing. Now, I could probably get by with the 30. It's just a matter of how quickly the repay was. Like, if it was you're going to give me 30 and I don't got to start paying for 30 days and then this starts happening, I'd be more comfortable with the smaller amount, but with it being, you know, starting right when we get the money to get the payback started is where I'm like, okay, because you're not really getting $50,000 because the first month you're putting 8 back. You know what I mean? So that's where I was, you know, kind of concerned in how to do it. So she wants me to just find that out. Now, if I took the 30 now and say... 2 months from now, we're still a little tight, and I need that other 20. How does that work?
Okay, so we have some options. All right, so I need to make sure that that this program offers this. So there's several options, but the first option is always to do what we call concurrent funding, where in the first 90 days, you can just take more of the approval and just add it to the current loan. There's not really any paperwork or costs or anything, and it's the same exact cost. Everything's the same except your daily payment goes up, right?
Okay.
So there's that. It's a pretty seamless process.
Okay.
If I can't get concurrent funding approved, then and I think it's pretty simple. I just don't want to, like I said, I didn't look into the concurrent funding. Otherwise, there's two other options. So if you waited to the 4 month term, you could renew it and get cheaper money, so to speak, right? It'd be the returning customer rate on a refinance, and so then the cost would go down.
So now, if we did this concurrent funding, then the term wouldn't change. So would that technically be saving me money because I don't take the full amount up front, or would it still end up being the same amount, the $65,000, if I end up dipping into the rest of that money?
Right. So it's probably it's going to be the same amount because you're going to pay 30 cents on the dollar for every dollar you take.
So it really doesn't matter if I don't take that money up front, because if I end up dipping into it later, I'm going to still pay $65,000 whichever way.
Right, because it's not.
So it's not going to save me anything. Right. So it's not going to save me anything to take that money 2 months from now instead of now.
Correct? Right, because there's the fixed cost, and it'll be the same cost, and it'll be on that same dollar or the increased dollar amount.
Okay.
And then the other option is usually on longer terms, this comes into play more, but let's say we can't get the concurrent funding and we're not close enough to the 4 months to refinance, we can give you a second position.
Okay.
That will probably match the same term. So let's say we could give you a 6 month or possibly like 8 month second position, so you just have two loans for that amount.
Yeah, and I mean, I think I'm probably better off just taking the full amount then at this point.
It's usually easier, you know, because 9 times out of 10, people end up coming back for their additional approval, and it's just
our experience is just easier. Well, right, it's like, sounds like too many more steps, you know. Sounds like too many more steps. I mean, if I'm going to end up paying the $65,000 whichever way, she was just wondering if that would save us anything. Obviously, if we don't need to dip into it within the few months, then it may save us. But then if we've got to go through the process again to see if we could do this concurrent funding, I think it's easier to probably just take the money up front. If it's just sitting in my account, then you're going to just pull it back out. It's not going to really save me anything to take the smaller amount.
Right, so...
Unless in the overall scheme of things, I just need the smaller amount.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I was clear on that. So then all I need to get to you is Sherry's ID copy scanned to you and a voided check for the account that it would be going into and being taken out of?
Yes, the account that we approved it on. Let's see. Make sure I have the...
Which is the account I sent you the bank statements for.
Right. So, correct. Here we go. Yeah, the account ending in 9404.
9404. That's not the last four of my account number. Hold on. Let me pull up the emails I sent you to see.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the overdraft protection. The account ending in 5449.
Yes, okay. I was going to say, wait a minute. That's not 5449. Okay. That's the right account. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So you need a voided check from that and Sherry's ID. What else? Anything else you would need from us to get this finished?
Yeah, there's usually a couple stipulations. So in this case... let's see here. So, is there something from? I want to have Sherry's name on something, whether it's a business license or if there's a tax form. It's different with nonprofits, of course. Like, for example, in a corporation, there's something called a Schedule K-1, and it just shows that there's that person's name is on the business.
We're on the business, okay.
Right. We don't need that right now to generate documents. So,
okay.
But I could email you when we start generating documents. can email you in return what underwriting wants.
Okay.
Specifically.
I mean, she's on our 990 listed as our secretary, which is our tax document. I mean, as far as something listing her to the document, she's on that document.
Let me see. That's,
which I don't know if I think I just sent you the cover page of it, but I mean, I could send you the whole thing if you needed
right.
that.
Right. I just have the first page is all we needed for the approval, and it has your
right.
name on it. But if, yes, if you have the 990 with her name as the secretary, that would be great.
That would be good. Okay, so I could get that to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will try and see if she could scan this ID over to me. She's not here right now, but I could see if she could get it scanned over to me so I could forward that to you and the voided check. And then how quickly would this get funded then once we get everything to you?
We could have the documents in or back to you today, and if
okay.
Sherry has time to sign,
mm-hmm.
Then if you can get this back to me, we could have this funded tomorrow.
Okay.
She can take a picture of her driver's license, and you already have the voided check. So if she's
mm-hmm.
out and about and has her smartphone and she just takes a picture of it and sends it to you, you can forward that to me.
She's funny. She calls it a dumb phone. I don't think she has a smartphone. So she has a dumb phone.
No,
right.
I get
so,
it.
So I will see. But she does have access to a scanner, so she should be able to get it scanned to me. I just don't know if she's where she's at right now. So I will contact
okay.
her and find that out and have her get that over to me today. And then I will get the full 990, her ID, and the check, voided check, over to you. And then anything else, if you get the documents to me, we'll get those scanned to her to sign, get them scanned back to you, and then we'll be good to go.
Sounds right? great.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Okay, let me contact her then real quick.
All right, sounds
and
good.
And I will be in touch. What time are you there till? I know you're in California, so we're on different time zones here. So it's 10 after 4 my time. I don't know what time it is for you and what time you're there till.
Yeah, it's 1:15 here, and I'll
okay.
be here for I'm trying to sneak out at 4 my time, which is 7 your time.
Okay. All right, I'll try and get stuff to you definitely before that then. Okay.
All right, that sounds great.
All right, thank you so much. All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Jennifer.